Audio 5.5.
Mike, what are we going to do about this vandalism problem here at the factory? It's the second time it's happened this month. First it was graffiti, now broken windows.
I know. It's obviously kids. Bored kids with nothing better to do. I mean, they're clearly not interested in stealing anything. They're just looking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, I've had enough of it now. We need to find a way of dealing with it. One alternative would be to install some security cameras.
Well, that would be the obvious solution, but we need to take cost into consideration. Security cameras are expensive to set up and difficult to maintain. We're just a small business. We don't have that much money to invest. So I don't think that's an option, I'm afraid.
Well, would it be worth putting in some of those fake cameras? You know, the ones that look like security cameras but aren't actually real.
I'm not convinced by those, to be honest. And I don't think the vandals are either. I think a better way forward would be to put in some of those lights. Those ones that come on only when they sense movement. Vandals are less likely to commit crimes in well-lit areas.
Yes, I think that would be an effective solution. And not too costly, I don't think. Let's do that. I'll look into it.
Do you think there would be any point in changing the lock on the gate?
No, the gate lock hasn't been broken. They've obviously climbed over the wall.
In that case, what if we also paint the walls with anti-climb paint, just as an extra precaution?
Yes, there's no harm in doing that as well. It shouldn't be too expensive.
Okay, so lights and anti-climb paint then. That should sort the problem out.